And the Dogs go 4 from 4. And they look hungry for more, led by their star forward, Isabel Huntington, with a PB of 3 goals.
Oh, they are firing right now, 4 on the trot. Big game this weekend when they take on the Pies. And, of course, Western Bulldogs Membership Day. You've got to get involved. 6 games for the price of 3. Jump on westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN. And the captain and superstar, Ellie Blackburn, joins us now. As I welcome you in and back to SEN, this has been a nice month.
It has been a nice month. Very happy with how we're tracking at the moment. No complaints from me by any means.
What's changed? You had a sluggish end to last season. Nathan Burke joined us, your coach, over the course of the off-season and said, got a young crew, but they're developing and I'm happy with the way they're going, and had that close loss in round one. But since then, you haven't put a foot wrong. Are you able to pinpoint what exactly has changed from, well, today than what might have been earlier in the year or even late last year?
I think obviously we have got a young group and it's just about getting games and sort of development work into these players to start off with. And I think we've done that really well so far. But I think now the group's starting to believe in themselves a little bit more. You know, there's that kind of walking around thinking, geez, you know, we're actually capable here and why not us? So, yeah, I guess it's a bit more belief in our ability. I think there was a moment in time there where we probably got used to losing and probably just it wasn't affecting us as much as probably what it might now. I think we're hungry for more wins, to be honest.
I understand cliches and all the rest of it, but I wanted something a little more here because you've been there. You've been a premiership player. You're a premiership captain on a particular day. Do you get the same kind of feeling with this particular group and the way you're going about your football as you did back in 2018?
Oh, I have actually thought about that a little bit, to be honest. I think it's a completely different group to what we had back then. Obviously personnel's different, but I guess the type of people that you have in your group, that we're very different. Mm-hmm. I definitely see us heading towards that direction, for sure. It's a nice feeling around the place. The girls are just so confident at the moment, and it's a really nice feeling. The energy's good. The momentum's good that's coming behind us. And I think that's coming off the back of some really hard work, some hard conversations, raising expectations, standards, the works, and people actually buying into it. I think we've got 30 players on our list that actually love being at our football club right now, and I think that's super important and super special to be a part of right now.
You're a two-time All-Australian. I mentioned the premiership. You've got accolades left, right and centre. But how much easier is football, in your perspective, when you've got two young superstars inside 50 just clunking things like they did on the weekend in your two Twin Towers? As a midfielder, life's a hell of a lot easier when you get your hand on the hard ball and send it inside and there's contested marks and easy shots on goal.
Oh, isn't it great seeing those two go to work? I thought they were great on the weekend, and I think they've just been trying to find their feet working together. As you mentioned, they've been named the Twin Towers. So it can be hard to kind of play with people that are similar to you. They're both tall forwards, deep inside, forward 50. And I think they're starting to find their mojo, starting to work really well together. And I think we saw that and saw them really complement each other really well on the weekend. They're just two really great performers and great players and great people. So, yeah, I love that we can look up and see those girls amongst many others in our forward line that are really put their foot forward this year and, stood up and playing some really quality footy.
Captain of the Western Bulldogs, Ellie Blackburn, joins us. It is, of course, Western Bulldogs Membership Day here at SEN. 6 games for the price of 3. westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN to jump on. When your coach joined us in the off-season, he spoke about restrictions, and it's been something that as sporting clubs, teams right across the world have had to deal with in the last 12 or so months in the way the world is. What are the current situation for training? Are you able to train freely now? Are there still restrictions? Has it been able to work for you with this young group and the fact you're starting to come together now? What is the current training situation?
Yeah, we're basically training together as a full squad. I think there's still some restrictions on sort of how many people you can have sort of indoors at the moment, or at least like trying to social distance for team meetings, and then like when you're doing gym and in the change rooms and things like that, you have to have, I think, X amount of people in there. I'm not sure in exact numbers, to be honest, but we've got our great COVID officer that takes control and is in charge of that one. So, I mean, to be honest, you haven't really noticed the changes as much with it all, particularly right now. I think we're training well together as a group, and that's the most important part.
Going forward, big one this week. Collingwood have been brilliant all year, and of course, anytime you're playing good footy, you want an opportunity to go against a team that have been the benchmark so far this year. Vic Park, their traditional home. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, really looking forward to this one on the weekend. Obviously, yeah, as you mentioned, Collingwood they're in great nick at the moment. Probably the best team in the comp, arguably at the moment, and you know, they've got some really quality players in their team. So yeah, we're really looking forward to coming up against them. You know, it's definitely been spoken about this week that we're pretty pumped, and you know, we want to win. We want to really challenge the best team, and we want to go out there and get the 4 points after this weekend. So, yeah, it's going to be a good game. We're really looking forward to getting out there on Sunday.
You mentioned the young side, but the way you're developing week on, week off, and the situation, as you mentioned, this week, big game against the Pies. Do you make mention of that? Do you sit around in a meeting or prior to the game and talk about the challenge that is before you? Because if you are to win this week and knock off the Pies, and everyone who watches the game believe it's a good real 50-50 contest, do you talk to the young girls about the very fact is, hey, we've had challenges as a club before leading to that premiership and in big games. Now this is your opportunity to stand up and deliver in something that essentially can make or break what this year actually means, the difference between maybe having a real crack at a premiership or just getting better week on out.
Probably not in too much depth like that, to be honest, but there's definitely been the conversation around, hey, you know, we've knocked off some pretty quality sides so far, and you know, if you told us at the start of the season that we'd be 4-1, we'd happily take that, and then to actually be in that position right now, it's sort of like, oh wow, we're actually okay at this, we're tracking along nicely as a team. So I think the group sees that entirely, and we want to keep performing and keep doing that. And I think more so this weekend, and this week in particular, the group's really united, and you know, we obviously want to win. And I think it, you know, when it comes to the game, there'll be that little bit of extra motivation, because knowing you are coming up against the top side, and knowing, yeah, it can really, I guess, show the entire competition that we're here, and hopefully teams can start to take us a bit more seriously and you know, consider us as really good, a really good side, to be honest.
Ellie, you've been there almost, in fact, from the very start, exhibition games when there was a couple of a year as Melbourne v. the Bulldogs at the MCG or at Witten Oval, and continue to build momentum towards the AFL becoming a competition. And then it becomes a comp, and you're a big part of that. You're a successful player, two-time All-Australian, premiership captain, all the accolades, and you're just getting started. But when you look back at where the AFLW is now, that if you don't get your tickets as soon as they're available, there's a really good chance you're going to miss out and you're going to have to watch it on TV and not be there and watch it live. From where it was at the very start, where it was sort of being developed and spoken about of becoming a competition, do you feel pride in yourself that you have been there and you've been a big part of what is now becoming a legitimate week-in, week-out sellout competition?
Oh, absolutely. How can you not? Mm. Especially when you reflect on it from what it was like, you know, in the exhibition game. You know, you might have got a couple of people that sort of were curious and came along and watched, but it was predominantly, you know, people are part of the women's footy community and family and friends that came along and watched the game. And now you look around the crowds and they're just supporters. They're just fans that are coming along to watch footy, and I love that so much, and I love the atmosphere that they create. It's a really nice environment to be a part of, and I love playing in front of our people, especially at Witten Oval. It's really special, and to have that thought process that, yeah, you have to kind of get in early to buy tickets, it's amazing to see the growth of the competition and to be part of that as a player. Yeah, absolutely. You take a lot of pride in that, knowing that you're doing something that people want to come and watch and be a part of. And yeah, it's really nice to have that.
Are you like a footy fiend? Are you someone who sits at home when you're not playing, watching other games, or if you have other hobbies that allow you to take your mind off at a different times? Do you sit there and not miss a game, or you know, you do other stuff?
No, I'm happy to miss a game here and there. I think I'd drive myself mad if I sat there and watched footy the whole time. It's nice to have a balance of both. I've been, I guess, pretty fortunate at the moment to be able to commentate as well in between not playing. So I have been watching games of footy, and you have to be mindful of that side of things for sure. But I guess when I can get a chance to get out of the house and go do something different other than football, you enjoy those moments for sure.
Do you, when you're commentating, do you use that as an excuse to say to the coaching staff, look, I've done my video, I've done the film, and I don't need to watch it again?
Maybe a little bit, to be honest.
You should.
I can turn around to them and say, I've called a few different teams this year, and, obviously Collingwood has been one of those teams that I've been able to watch in a commentator's perspective. So, yeah, absolutely, I've been able to kind of offer my insights from what I've seen and from that perspective, absolutely. So, yeah, when they can't be bothered watching, which is never, they do watch it, games and stuff like that, I can sort of reach out and offer my advice. Well, whether or not they take it is up to them, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're taking it or not, it's working beautifully. 4 in the trot, big game this week against the Pies. We're loving the way that you and the team are going about it. And the red, white and blue, and all the fans who are psyched to see you have another run at this AFLW Premiership and add to the trophy cabinet from 2018. Thank you for joining us. Good luck for the weekend and the rest of the season. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Skipper, superstar Ellie Blackburn joins us on, of course, Western Bulldogs Membership Day. And today only, get a 6-game bronze Western Bulldogs membership for the price of 3. Very simple. Jump on westernbulldogs.com.au/SEN.